Hey, everyone. He's okay. It looked like he just missed like he missed the ramp when he was going down on the ATV. So I was just looking out the window and I saw the ATV completely straight up and down. I was like, oh, he's gonna die. Oh, hey, guy. If you're gonna die, could we not do it on my property? Please and thank you. Thank you very much. Please don't die on my property. All right. How is everybody's Tuesday? Hope you're doing well. Got a couple of interesting videos to look at. To help get a little palate cleanser, or perhaps not a palate cleanser, to be honest. A palate grosser. How are you all today? I have a kind of a weird sore back. I don't know. Slept on it wrong or I don't know. But lots of news today, including the Trump stuff. All right. Grab the chat. I have a sleep number bed. And I think I need to. It may have gotten reset. Actually, now that I think of it, when we lost power, it probably doesn't have my normal settings. That actually could be it. That just popped in my head. Thanks to chat. So this individual was at Starbucks, as you do, jerking off in front of customers, as you do. I assume that's what you do when you're at Starbucks. Am I right or am I wrong? Course, they did a racism by arresting him. We'll have to check. You know, I wanted to point something out in this video, though. This is where we are as a society, okay? We have a restaurant full of people drinking terrible coffee, right? And yeah, you wouldn't be at Starbucks for the coffee. The only reason you would go there is to masturbate in front of the other customers. But this is society. And now I want to start a trend of shaming these clowns that are more interested in filming stuff like this than helping or ever, you know, getting involved. You see, this guy is having some sort of mental health issues, whipping his shirt around. And then he's about to get, he's about to ride the lightning. There's one.
Oh my God, come over here.
I rode the lightning twice.
Over here.
Now, I want to point out, is this guy screaming and rolling around on the ground, this freaking loser is filming it. This guy's like, man, let me get 6 inches from a violent reaction so I can get this shot. And all the way the person filming this, too. I just like how this guy, this Indian fellow here, brown individual, he's like, look at, he's like, oh my God, I got to step out. I got to frame this in here. The stool's in my way. I got to frame it in. I got to get this better. Oh, okay. Let's get here. And butts out. Okay. This guy again, circling over to the right to make sure he gets just the best angle. He's like within, he's within inches of a violent arrest so that he can get the clip for social media. It's so weird. It's like a lot of us are, you know, society is damaged. A true embarrassment. Like, this guy's having some sort of mental health crisis, I assume. If he's jerking off in a Starbucks, I assume. What are they supposed to do? The cops are handling it. Well, I'm not saying that they have to do anything, but what I'm saying is you look like an idiot where you're like framing it up and you're like getting 4 inches from the arrest. I don't like it. Then that guy gets involved. It's very unsafe. Probably a defense attorney. Yeah. Yeah, probably. Now, at my coffee company, you can jerk off. You can jerk off all you want while drinking my coffee. Just saying. Sir, sir, you are set in a non-masturbation section. Yeah. Recording it could help the police or the victim. Yes, in some cases it can, but he's way too close. Way too close. Like, that guy who's riding the lightning could have reached out and grabbed his leg and taken him for a ride. Now, I've often talked about how the best, I don't know, stewards or the best champions that women have, the most, you know, quick ones, the quickest reactions are men. When woke, you know, Olympic organizations, in this case, this is in Canada, just allow men, biological men who were born men and were men their whole lives, want to compete in women's sports and just crush the competition. I am all for it. I'm 100% for it. Okay. Now, this is a sister site to the Publica that did some of this reporting, so I'm going to give them credit over at Redux. A trans-identified male set the Canadian women's powerlifting record at a championship in Manitoba yesterday. Annie Andrus, who previously mocked female powerlifters, lifted a total of 210 pounds more than the strongest female competitor. 210, not a powerlift of 210 pounds, 210 pounds more. Now, as a percentage, I'm not exactly sure how to translate that. But it would seem to me it would be as if you were in a car race and you, the next closest competitor, you had lapped 30 times. Just not close at all. By 210 pounds. It's hilarious, absolute insanity to me. But this is the clown world we live in. Here's the video. Now I want to show you. Now remember, the reason you know this is a woman is because they're wearing pink socks and they have blue hair. That's how you know this is a woman. Now my take in on terms of, you know, female biological male competitors competing against biological female competitors in feats of strength has always remained that it is not right. It is wrong. They have a huge advantage. And that the best way to handle this is one of two ways. Either the trans individuals compete in the biological category that they were at, that they are at birth, that their chromosomes say they are, or that these organizations create open or free categories where it's like women's, men's, and then there's like an open category where, you know, men and women can compete. And you can choose to compete in that open category, which would basically default to mostly being trans people. Wouldn't even have to be a trans in particular. It just would be like women's, men, open. But the idea that they would compete in feats of strength, speed, or anything like that against biological men or biological women is absurd.
This will be a national record.
What's sad about this is you hear all these women cheering this biological man on. And it makes a lot of people get kind of blackpilled on this and think, well, you know what? They deserve this. And I think that I understand why people feel that way. £556.7. The above tweet erroneously tweets that Andreas lifted only a total of 210 pounds than this, more than the strongest competitor. This is incorrect. Andreas' total powerlifting score was in fact 210 kilograms more than the strongest female competitor, or 463 pounds. 463 pounds more than the closest female competitor. Of course, we remember Zuby did this back in 2019. But what the only way I believe that you can defeat this insanity is with more insanity. There's that, you know, when you can explain things using absurdity. There should be 100 powerlifting men professionals signing up for every one of these events, every one of them, and taking every single world record away from women. 20, 30 men showing up at minimum every single time, men powerlifters, who take the top 20 out of 20 spots. That is the only way you defeat this. That's the only way you defeat this. You need 20 brave male individuals to identify as women and simply destroy these events. That's the only way. And sorry, ladies, but it's true. Riley Gaines slams Justin Trudeau after trans powerlifter sets unofficial women's world record. By the way, a 40-year-old. Riley Gaines, an advocate for women's sports, called out Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after a trans woman set the national and unofficial world record in powerlifting on Sunday. Annie Andrus, a 40-year-old biological male who identifies as a woman who currently holds multiple powerlifting records in the female division, was competing at the Canadian Powerlifting Union's 2023 Western Canadian Championship on Sunday in the female masters unequipped category. I'd say he was equipped. Where she blew out her opponents. I like how Fox still uses her, she, her pronouns. The total weightlift, squat, bench, and deadlift resulted in a final score of 597.5 kilograms, which was over 200 kilograms more than her closest opponent, Sujan Gill, who finished with 387.5 kilograms. With that total, Andrea set a new Canadian women's national record at the championship, while also being unofficial women's world record. In response, Gaines took to social media to blast Trudeau's policies, which allow the Canadian Powerlifting Union to have gender self-identified trans inclusion policy announced earlier this year that allows males to participate in women's competitions based on gender alone. This is what she said.
Breaking news. There is a new Canadian national record holder in women's powerlifting. The only problem is it wasn't set by a woman. Trans-identified Anne Andres competed at the 2023 Western Canadian Championships yesterday. According to results, Andres' total powerlifting score was over 210 pounds more than the top-performing female in the same class.
Kilograms.
As if his domination competing against the women wasn't enough, watch as he mocks female powerlifters.
Why is women's bench so bad? I mean, not compared to me. We all know that I'm a tranny freak, so that doesn't count. And no, we're not talking about Mackenzie Lee. She's got little T-Rex arms, and she's like 400 pounds of chest muscle, apparently. I mean, standard bench in powerlifting competition for women? I literally don't understand why it's so bad.
Let's rephrase that. Women's bench might be bad to you because you are a male who's gone through male puberty with a male amount of testosterone. Being a woman or a female athlete doesn't mean we're inferior or not capable of accomplishing incredible things, but it means we're different to men. And that's exactly why the women's sporting category was ever even created. And we deserve to be recognized and celebrated based off of those physical ceilings and our own uniqueness.
I still think, you know, by the way, again, the only way to defeat this is with absurdity. More men need to compete in women's categories. It needs to like not even be close. There needs to be more men showing up than women showing up. And that's what, you know, essentially the only way that you're going to get this, you know, that's the only way you're going to get this out of the system. Defeating them by 400 pounds. This isn't the first time, by the way. You have Olympics first openly trans biological male woman, Laurel Hubbard, a 43-year-old weightlifter. Why are all these people so old, too? You know, like, why are they? I mean, this person isn't even in shape. They have the same body build as me. I guess I could be a Olympian. Bearded man smashes woman's weightlifting record held by trans lifter. I mean, it's so wild to me that, again, people just stand and cheer for this. They think it's stunning and brave or something. It's not. I mean, it's ridiculous. But until men, it's up to men to save women's sports, at least in my opinion. I'll be interested in seeing what all of your comments are about this, of course. You know, I just don't understand. I don't understand. Women are like, woo, this is, I'm just doing this for funsies. I'm not actually trying to compete. I'm just doing this for funsies. You know, like it's, you know, there are other sports that these people can compete in that aren't feats of strength. And they just like, the people in these sports want, these men are just hate women. It's obvious to me. These biological men competing against biological women are the definition of misogynists. They hate women. They get off, in my opinion, on stealing their awards and their accolades. Cocteau says, or Cock, hey, Jeremy, I had to step away from the screen halfway through the skill story yesterday to do some housework, but I kept listening. Couldn't get back and wanted to offer my condolences. Hey, I appreciate that. King of Biltong says, apologies for missing out yesterday. We were a little busy. I'd like to offer our condolences, sir. Losing family is never easy. Stay strong. Thank you very much. Autogynephilia is a thing. Trump vows to release irrefutable report exonerating him in Georgia election tampering case. I mean, how many cases are they going to be able to pile on this man? It's like the definition of throwing shit against the wall to see what sticks. There's literally, I mean, some of the stuff in this Atlanta case where they're essentially saying, okay, well, we're going to make tweeting about publicly airing events illegal. They tried to make it illegal, essentially, or infer that Trump tweeting about I believe it was a trial or a something that was being aired on public television. Thanks, Tactical Shot. Appreciate you. The former president announced on Truth Social, he'll present conclusive report to the media at a press event Monday in Bedminster, New Jersey, where his Trump National Golf Club just hosted the LIV tournament. A large, complex, detailed, but irrefutable report on the presidential election fraud, which took place in Georgia, is almost complete and will be presented by me at a major news conference at 11 a.m. on Monday of next week, the current leading 2024 GOP presidential contender wrote. To me, it's pretty obvious that these idiots want to just hang as many, charges on him as they possibly can, in hopes and prayers that at least one of them sticks. Now they've tried to do the whole RICO thing by saying, oh, well, he's, you know, Blackbeard, enough. The raps against him include violating Georgia's anti-racketeering law, conspiracy, false statements, and asking a public official to violate their oath of office. He is also charged with three other criminal cases in Manhattan, Miami, and Washington, D.C., while facing a total of 91 counts and potential prison sentences adding up to 712 years and 6 months. 18 alleged co-conspirators were indicted with Trump in the Georgia case, including Rudy Giuliani, John Eastman, Sidney Powell, lots of other people. I don't understand, like, they're obviously weaponizing the judicial system. Any idiot can see that. Like, and people are just okay with it. Like, do they really think they're going to put him in jail? I still remain extremely skeptical. Like, extremely skeptical. Cost of living crisis is pushing people to the edge. People feel trapped and hopeless, not knowing what to do to get out of the situation.
I want to know how the hell people in Canada are even living. I generally consider myself a positive person. I'm, like, resourceful, but some stuff happened around the property, and, like, well, I know I'll never truly be homeless. Like, I have family to live with, and, you know, like, I have options. Like, I'm luckier than a lot of other people, but how the hell is anyone existing in Canada? Like, I feel trapped. And like I just got a good job. I start in September, but even with that job, it pays less than 40 grand a year. And it's a job that requires like education. And even on that job, like, I still can't do shit. I can't buy anything. I can't afford the rent these days. Like, I'm just feeling so much despair. And I know I'm normally like really, really positive, but I'm just like, how is everyone else? And are you okay? Because the answer is probably no. And I know I'm lucky. I don't have kids. I have like good family that will support me, but I feel like I can't stay here, but I can't move anywhere else because anywhere else
can't afford it. Back when Trump tweeted that election hearings were on OANN and they charged him for that. Yeah, it's ridiculous. You bet Jeremy's wife left him? No. Chad's weird. Chad's kind of weird today. The rent be too damn high. Yeah, it's you don't know that she voted for it, you know. We got to extend some level of grace here. You know, you don't know what she voted for, you know. If she voted for that or not. There's no indication that that's some kind of lefty saying that. There's no evidence of that. So, you know, I don't like to like, you know, dump on them. All of these, I mean, is there any like, all these weirdo people, DAs, who have spent the last several years trying to... Look at this guy's face. I mean, they also accidentally... They accidentally doxed all the jurors before they even announced it. Fulton County charging not just Donald Trump, but also Giuliani, Mark Meadows, Jenna Ellis, John Eastman, Jeff Clark. I don't even really understand. Like, this is, I mean, is this, you know, meanwhile, we sent another $200 million to Ukraine, you know, in aid. And I know, like, leftoids are always saying, well, it's not like we're sending them cash. Aren't we, though? Aren't we? Cam says, lost my cousin last week. My first friend, he was 37. They live on through us. Condolences to you and your family. Hey, to you too. It's a weird time out there. But you're starting to see some GOP lawmakers kind of try to get their stuff together. GOP lawmakers rally behind Trump after fourth indictment. Biden has weaponized the government. GOP lawmakers offended President Trump after he was indicted by a Georgia grand jury in his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Trump and 18 of his top allies, including his lawyer Giuliani and his former White House chief of staff Mark Meadows, were charged in a sweeping racketeering case under a statute normally associated with mobsters. It's the fourth indictment that Trump is facing, but his Republican allies were quick to come out and support the 45th president. Justice should be blind, but President Biden has weaponized the government against his leading political opponent to interfere in the 2024 election, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wrote on Twitter. Now a radical DA in Georgia is following Biden's lead by attacking President Trump and using it to fundraise her political career. Americans can see through this desperate sham, added McCarthy, the highest-ranking lawmaker, to issue a statement. Well, I can tell you what, they better hope that they can DQ him before the election, because I'm going to vote for Trump so hard. I'm going to make sure I take every family friend and neighbor who needs to go get and vote, and I'm going to make sure they go with me, and he better go absolutely nuclear when he's in office. House GOP Conference Chairwoman Elise Stefanik also lashed out at Trump's latest indictment in less than 5 months. This is another rogue, far-left, radical district attorney weaponizing their office to target Joe Biden's top political opponent, President Trump. Stefanik said in a statement about the continued partisan witch hunt, President Trump had every legal right to challenge the results of the election. This radical DA displayed political bias towards Trump so much that the judge disqualified her from part of this case, she continued. The blatant election interference by the far left will not work. President Trump will defeat these bogus charges and win back the White House in 2024. Raven Black Dove says, hey, Jeremy, regarding the AIE girls, if you haven't watched the anime Chobits, I think you need to. It's almost like what they saw coming. You should be on True Social. I am on True Social. Senator Ted Cruz didn't wait until the indictment was handed down to come out swinging. I'm pissed at these over and over again. If there are indictments tonight, it'll be the fourth indictment of Donald Trump. This is disgraceful. Representative Nancy Mace said in a statement of Fox News Digital that this is another sad prosecutor trying to make a career out of indicting Trump. This is what this is all about, referring to DA Fannie Willis. Fannie. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan also weighed in, claiming the former commander-in-chief did nothing wrong. Later, today's indictment is the latest political attack in the Democrats' witch hunt against President Trump, he wrote on X. Now, I hope these people do more than tweet about it. You know what I'm seeing? You know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be sweet if they did more than tweet about it and they got involved and they actually, you know, didn't abandon Trump. It'd be awesome. It'd be titty McGiddies if these people didn't abandon Trump once he's in office, if he gets back in office. Representative Clay Higgins said in a statement that electing Trump for a third time, putting him back in the White House and saving our country is plan A. Adding advise all Democrats, pray for plan A. Hours after the indictment was handed down, Trump took to Truth Social to assail Georgia prosecutors. So the witch hunt contains 19 people indicted tonight, including a former president of the United States by an out-of-control, very corrupt district attorney who campaigned and raised money on I Will Get Trump. Yeah, I mean, I would say so, right? It's so wild. It's, I mean, how many indictments are they gonna try to put in place? You know? Now, he'll promise to release irrefutable report on Georgia election fraud that should see all charges dropped against him and his 18 co-accused. Well, I assume that Trump knew about this stuff before it was ever publicly out there. I would suspect. You know, like his lawyers probably told him, hey, these charges are coming down, this, that, and the other thing. Best Buy openly discriminates against white people, and more specifically, white men. I, for one, am shocked. Are you also shocked? Indict the orange man, it ain't no thing. He's not, I mean, indictments don't matter. They waited 3 years to do it so they could try to derail his run, his rerun for election. It didn't take this long to gather all the evidence. They had it, whatever that might be. But they want to try and derail his run for presidency. They're just trying to get him off the ballot, is what they're trying to do. And I don't think that they're going to be able to get anything done in time. You know what I mean? Like, they're not going to be able to get anything done in time to actually affect this. They're trying to smear his reputation, but I don't think that actually works. I don't think that that works. I think that people are, you know, they're either going to vote for Trump or not. You know, at least I would think that, right? I mean, how many Democrats, what was it, Stacey Abrams or something, where she was denying her own election results nonstop? They're already trying to cancel the guy, Richmond, north of Richmond guy. You see this? It brings me no joy to report that the Richmond, north of Richmond guy's playlist is public and he thinks Jewish people are responsible for 9/11. Based on what? Because he watched a video? Because he watched a video. To which you respond, this is fascinating, but what about the chip video? I don't know. I mean, it's very odd to me. And Ian's, I gotta get some water, but I'm gonna play a little bit of this interview quick.
It brings me tears and joy right now. Oh man, my wife, she knows how many times I watch you guys, and I just tell her like, baby, they're doing a great fight. Like, this is amazing. Like, I would love to like participate in something like that and enable them to continue that. And I kid you not, until that whole Pride Month thing happened with Best Buy Geek Squad, I just knew that was the time.
Well, it's great to see you, sir, and thank you for talking to me for a minute.
Yes, sir.
You were inspired by the whistleblower that came out with the discrimination against white people.
Yeah, yes, sir. I've seen that last night at 1 a.m. and I just seen the changes that's been going on with our company. I've been doing Best Buy Geek Squad for 7 years, and honestly, it's been going downhill, especially with all these companies that are doing this whole ESG and hiring diversity and everything else. Best Buy is a part of that too, and it's very unfortunate. My name is Enes Sujak. I'm originally born in Serbia. My family and I came to this country back in 2002 to get away from the war that was happening in my country. And we came to this great nation and absolutely love this country. We definitely see what's going on, and it's very sad and unfortunate. And especially me doing, like I said, Geek Squad and seeing what's going on and how they're really treating their white people versus everybody else that's in that whole LGBTQ spectrum. It's not right. And I want to definitely fight against that. If you end up providing that whole recording, people can see, like, I've been fighting that good fight within that Best Buy Geek Squad. In my spare time, I like to watch a lot of, let's say, like YouTube, Rumble, especially now with Elon Musk owning Twitter. I mean, I've been on Twitter for a while now and just following you guys, and you guys do incredible stuff, man. Just keep on fighting that strong fight, man. I like to be, you know, aid to that battle. Because the left, man, they're definitely got a stronghold of this country and culture that we have, and we gotta bring common sense back. We really do. In terms of Project Veritas, man, I loved it when you owned it, but how they did you dirty, man? We can't stand for that. I ended up unsubscribing all that from Project Veritas. It's sad, man. Those board members, man, they need to nah.
You mentioned that you you're a Serbian immigrant, and I mean, this is very brave for you to do this. I mean, most people are pretty afraid and scared, and but you're taking a step out and doing this the way that you are. So talk about a little about that's fairly unusual in our society, but you're doing it. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of me and my family, a lot of European people. When we come to this country, man, we stand for that American dream that was always promised to us. And I still stand firm on that. This country is very beautiful. It's amazing. It's nice and diverse. You know what I mean? You get everybody's views and everything. It's beautiful. You go to any other country, especially mine, like it's not like that. Like if you're like trans or LGBTQ, you're not going to survive there. So like, I hate when these people trash America and they get the benefits and the freedom of America. It just blows my mind how you can hate this country and get the benefits of everything else that comes with it. It's just, I don't know. I stand up for freedom, no matter what your opinions are. Like, you need to be able to speak your mind in this country, and I stand for that.
And was there one thing in particular that stood out to you when Mike Hirsch talked to you? Was there something he said that really stood out to you?
Yeah. When we went kind of back and forth, it was just one of those things.
Sorry about that. I had to grab a snack and some Advil. My back was like pretty sore. But it's definitely interesting, isn't it? It's like a weird reflection on my monitor. Jeremy, you can be with us. You need a poo break. No, I always will tell you if I had a poo break or not. I just went downstairs and got some water because my back was hurting. And then like I was having some trouble focusing on text, but I think it's my ceiling fan being on and it's creating some weird. Here it is. I'm going to turn it off. Like it's creating some weird reflection. Or, you know, anomaly on my computer screen. Like, it was, like, hard to... I can read it, and I thought maybe I went to go look for my glasses, but I think I lost them when I moved. So, the interview with James O'Keefe, it's definitely an interesting one. I wonder what his motivation is, if it's like faith driven. You know, he talks about a lot of different things in just the first 5 minutes here. He sounds very proud to be exposing this stuff. The fact that he's wearing his Geek Squad t-shirt, I think is really interesting. As far as I know, you know, what I reported earlier today is that he's been put on leave. Um, not he's been put on paid leave while they're doing a quote unquote investigation. I don't know what that would even be. You know, he's on paid leave pending an investigation. That's what I know. I assume they'll terminate him though. He's a shift manager at two different locations. Okay. It's going to be interesting. Sorry, I'm a little low energy today. I had to do the whole like planning of my dad's funeral this morning, which was actually pretty smooth, to be honest. I think my mom and my sister and me were all basically on the same page with what my dad would have wanted. So it was pretty easy. You know, you just kind of go through, you pick out. So it's like, hey, you got to pick out the stationery. And it's like, I know my dad wouldn't have gave a damn about that. So whatever, well, you pick it out. I don't care. And then he's like, hey, there's 56 different poems you can pick from. And I was like, I think we all looked around the table and it's like, oh my God, I'm not reading 60 different poems to figure out which poem my dad wouldn't have gave a shit about. Like, he wouldn't have cared at all, you know? So it was more like, all right, well, which one's popular? Okay, that's good. You know, we're good with that. And it's like, we knew he wanted to be cremated, so that was easy. You know, it was all pretty easy, actually. So, yeah, now we just have the funeral and, you know, everything afterwards. I'm trying to figure out a day of the week that my mom can like plan on me coming over to help get stuff done around the house or help teach her figure out how to do certain things. Like last night, I showed her how to drain water out of the pool because it was raining so much and the pool overfills. You got to drain, you got to back flush some water. And she's really smart, so she'll just pick it right up. But it's just like little stuff that she never had to do before, you know, scheduling her own oil changes and all this kind of stuff, keeping track of all that. You know, just getting all that, you know, getting a system together for stuff that my dad used to do that now either I'll do or my mom will do or my sister will do or her other family will do, just about kind of spreading all that stuff out. Once we get that done, I think then she can settle in a routine. I think that that's important, you know, just for like normalcy, you know? Today was, excuse me, kind of a light news day, to be honest with you. I was looking and looking and looking for stories, and I just didn't see any. I mean, obviously, the Trump thing's a big deal. But I'm not sure what other topics are really that big. Ah, hiccups. Blue Beetle, the movie, I don't know if anyone, who cares about that, you know? What stories did I miss? I'm like trying to look. You know, Disney Plus is collapsing. I did a standalone video on that. You know, that Rachel Zegler chick, she's a real crotch. I did a video on that. So it's like I couldn't really find anything that like really jumped out at me, you know, and did anything that was like really interesting. Has Hawaii ever received anything? I mean, you mean from the wildfires? I haven't seen it. I mean, I know we sent $200 million to Ukraine. I don't think we've sent anything to Hawaii, which is a bummer, which is concerning, obviously. Whatever happened to the alien invasion, I don't know. That came and went. I don't know what's going on with Maui. It's very odd. It's very, very odd. The whole Maui situation. I don't know. All these like scumbag real estate investors are coming in and trying to buy all this property from families who probably can't afford to rebuild. They probably can't afford to rebuild the property that they maybe lived on their whole life. So scumbag investors and people like Oprah Winfrey are swooping in, buying up property in Maui. It's really rough to see. It's not dissimilar than probably when you had like the hurricane in New Orleans. At least that's my opinion. I don't know. I don't think we've seen a public turn on an actor quite like this in a long time. Obviously, I think the world band together to roast Brie Larson over some of her more hilarious interview takes, some perceived tension between the castmates in the Marvel Avengers series, and, well, the general Mary Sue-ness of the Captain Marvel movie and the way Kevin Feige said, oh my God, you know, Brie Larson and Captain Marvel, the most important, powerful character of all time. Now things seem to be getting worse, though, for Snow White actress Rachel Zegler, as not just incel meanie boys in the basement are making fun of her, according to them. Everybody's roasting her, calling her a fake feminist and more. I just want to remind everyone it's Tuesday, at least at the time of recording this, and Coffee Brand Coffee just launched our biggest sale yet, our Buy More, Save More. The more you buy, the more you save. You can save up to 25%, and that is site-wide. You know how we had our bundle sale, and it was like, oh, we're going to work on bundling. You can get these select items. Well, now, the more you buy, the more you save, and you can save up to 25% off. That's all of our K-Cups. That's all of our flavored coffees, nearly 20 different ones. That's all of our signature non-flavored coffees. That's all of our teas. That's all of our candies. That's everything on the site. Massive site-wide sale. If you go to Coffee Around Coffee today, pick up a couple flavors like our Triple Berry or our Blueberry Cobbler. Pick up our dark roast, maybe the Rocky Road, orange creamsicle, maybe some of our cold brews. It all goes directly to support the channel, and I would greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now is a great time to stock up or try us out. Snow White star Rachel Zegler slammed as fake feminist and accused of gaslighting Disney fans as resurfaced interviews show her repeatedly trashing the original cartoon. It's wild. Snow White star Rachel Zegler has been branded a fake feminist after several videos of her trashing the original cartoon version of the movie resurfaced online, sparking outrage from Disney lovers. Not only has the 22-year-old admitted that she hated the original 1937 movie, she also described the film's prince as a stalker and branded the storyline weird. It's just not a good idea. I'm not sure why these Hollywood actors and actresses, like, we already know how they like to reimagine everything. But when they're not reimagining something, they're going out of their way to dump on it, which is weird because the only reason Rachel Zegler got this high-paying job is because of an existing IP and Disney's commitment to erase white characters. She didn't get this job because she was the best person for the job. She did not get this job because she has a deep understanding of the Snow White lore. She got this job because she checked a box. Rachel also promised her version of Snow White is not going to be saved by the prince, and that she's not going to be dreaming about true love. Several videos of Rachel speaking negatively about the original movie character in various interviews in the last year have resurfaced online, which led to many people slamming her, and even some accusing the brunette of gaslighting her fans. In one video posted on TikTok last week, which has since been viewed by 9.4 million people, or it's been viewed 9.4 million times, user Annie, who goes by the handle Cozy with Angie, criticized Rachel for failing to acknowledge that women have the right to pursue whatever they want. Well, I mean, I would say so. There's nothing wrong with looking for Prince Charming or dreaming about love or whatever the case may be. Angie captioned her post, "Just because women value something different does not make them her less valuable. Some women want career and not marriage. Some women want marriage or value and not a job, or family and not a job. Some women want both. All are to be heard and seen and valued." This is like a true feminist take, right? Not everyone has to be an unstoppable girl boss who don't need no man. Quote, "Write stories about all women and depict all as values and worthy, instead of trying to mold them into a specific image of whom you deem worthy. Thank you. # Snow White, Snow White live action, Snow White controversy in Disney." The TikTok post began with a clip of Rachel Zegler speaking of Variety back in September 2022, where she clarified what she meant when she said she was bringing a modern edge to the Disney character. "I just mean it's no longer 1937, and she's not going to be saved by any prince, and she's not going to be dreaming of true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be, and what her late father told her she could be." The video then cut to Angie as she shared her thoughts and argued, "I could literally write a PhD thesis on the pseudo-feminism that is criticizing a Disney princess. Criticizing Disney princesses is not feminist. Not every woman is a leader. Not every woman wants to be a leader. Not every woman craves power. And that's okay." She continued, "It is not anti-feminist to want to fall in love. We want to get married, to stay at home, to be a homemaker. None of these things make you less valuable as a person or a woman." Based. I mean, absolutely 37. Based.
And we absolutely wrote a Snow White that
she's not going to be saved by the prince.
She's not going to be saved by the prince, and she's not going to be dreaming about true love. She's dreaming about becoming the leader she knows she can be.
"I could literally write a PhD thesis on pseudo-feminism that is criticizing Disney princesses. Criticizing Disney princesses is not feminist. Not every woman is a leader. Not every woman wants to be a leader. Not every woman wants or craves power, and that's okay. It is not anti-feminist to want to fall in love, to want to get married, to want to stay at home, to be soft, to want to be a homemaker. None of these things make you less valuable as a person or a woman. The criticism of Disney princesses is always based on one of two things: criticizing women for things that men get to do unquestioned, or writing off a woman entirely because she is or wants to fall in love. We criticize Princess Ariel and completely write her off and say that she's pathetic and has no sense of self because she gave up her voice for the sake of a man, failing to realize that the entire premise of the movie is that he fell in love with the voice that she thought she had to give up because of the evil sea witch in order to be loved by him. And we write off her incredible ability to see past the prejudice that she was born into and think for herself and find out whether or not humans actually were bad." And
pretty based, you know, and Most of these things, by the way, you could say about men too. This video has 10 million views. 10 million views. Seems like it's resonating, right? Many other people quickly followed in Angie's footsteps and uploading their own TikTok videos where they questioned comments made by Rachel. Speaking again on the Disney D23 Expo in California, Rachel said the original cartoon came out in 1937 and was very evidently so. There's a big focus on her love story and a guy who literally stalks her. Weird, weird. I mean, I'm not exactly sure that this is a great way. I mean, by the way, this is even bigger than Brie because it's women that are speaking out. Hannah writes, sorry, can Rachel Zegler and the rest of fake feminists STFU? Here's another woman. Rachel Zegler is honestly deserving of a few lashings because of every interview she confidently thinks she's being pro-feminist, but is talking herself into a 180 of just being anti-feminist. Rachel Zegler writes, I love you very much. Forever and ever, remember to be kind, treat others with patience and empathy. Remember that you are loved unconditionally, no matter your mistakes, no matter. So she's just putting out this like blatherings, you know, these feminist blatherings. People strongly dislike this woman, and I completely understand why. And now that you have women and like feminists and things like that turning on her, this is probably going to be one of the biggest flops in modern Disney history. The only way they can protect that is if they perhaps like reduce the budget and advertising, or maybe relegate it to Disney Plus, which is something we saw reported earlier on. I mean, that would be absolutely amazing if they did that. It would be hilarious.
I just mean that it's no.
I mean, this video has 45,000 shares and 157,000, I don't know, whatever, the bookmarks.
I just mean that it's
pretty
no
sure,
longer.
Pretty. Oh, and no comments. Comments are turned off. Probably not a great look. 10 million people saw this video absolutely trashing the star of this movie. Absolutely hilarious. I hope you enjoyed this video. And I hope that you'll check out coffeebrandcoffee.com. We have the biggest sale of the summer because it applies to literally everything. The more you buy, the more you save, all the way up to 25% off. Now's the time to stock up. Now's the time to check us out. Now's the time to support local business, local companies. I would love to earn your business. It's not easy to do this, and I'm thankful for everyone that supports. And if you're on the fence about giving us a try, now would be a great time to pick out a few things to try, because the more you pick up, the more you save. I don't know what's going on with Linus Tech Tips. Somebody asked about, you know, am I going to talk about what's going on with Linus Tech Tips? I'm not exactly sure. Could somebody give me the TLDR? I saw a video by, what is it, Gaming Nexus or something.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Hardware News Recap of the Week. We filmed the vast majority of this episode a couple days ago, but Linus Media Group, well, specifically Linus himself, has posted a response to our video. And it's not well thought.
All right.
A few days ago, this clip from an LTT lab tour got a lot of attention online.
The difference between us and somebody like Gamers Nexus or Hardware Unboxed is we test new components, new tests every time.
And then Hardware Unboxed tweeted dissatisfaction with the statement made in that tour. We didn't say anything at all, anywhere. Even though it's not actually true, they don't collect new data and new tests every single time, and it's not always necessary anyway. So when Linus went on The WAN Show, we hadn't gotten involved. Linus responded to Hardware Unboxed on The WAN Show and then said the following.
There's a fair number of people that are talking about the whole Trust Me Bro situation, where there were some creators that... It seems like you guys are... Look.
Just say it. Everyone knows you're talking about us.
It's pretty clear that not everyone in the creator space handled that super professionally. I don't obviously agree with some of the takes that were out there. I don't think that it's particularly journalistic.
This is kind of boring. I don't really, I need the, I probably need the details. I'll probably need to watch this on my own and maybe cover it. Tomorrow, I'm hoping that, I don't think it's gossip. I just think that you don't think it's important because you're not into hardware testing. I'd say these guys are very, very popular. You know, this video's got 2.3 million views. I think that's kind of a big deal. So there's some interesting stuff going on here. I'll have to educate myself. Tomorrow I'll be on time with a full night's sleep. So I'll be a little easier, a little more high energy. I'm sorry for kind of the low energy stream today. We'll be back at it tomorrow, fully locked and loaded. And I'm good for the rest of the week.